Hello there. Welcome to our 15th writing lesson. So what we're going to discuss today is a technical report. For those of you who work in a large international company, very often there is the need for a technical inspection at a plant. Maybe it's a production plant, or maybe it's just a large office. And then there needs to be a kind of technical evaluation of these installations. So it's very common that you might need to write a technical report if you are in charge of overseeing this technical aspect of this plant. So this kind of document is usually very formal. It's very straight to the point, and it talks about concrete things. It doesn't really bother itself with sounding pretty or being very conversational. So this is going to be a pretty dry kind of text even. So now let's go ahead and see what we are going to be working with. Let's go. So here we have a message from a guy called Arnel Diwa to James K. Graham, Roberta Klein, and Tariq Shahood. So just so you know, Arnel Diwa would be a Filipino name. Filipino is somebody who comes from the Philippines. And Tariq Shahood is presumably an Arabic or Middle Eastern name. And so Arnel starts by saying, "Hello all." So you can start a message to a group of people by saying, "Hello all." Something requested. What follows is a brief report of the technical visit to our Cavite plant. Cavite is a region in the Philippines where there are lots of industrial parks. And so whenever somebody requests something of you, you can answer and start your message by saying as requested. So in Portuguese, that would be something like como requisitado, como pedido. So it can be kind of confusing. It can be easy to confuse as for how, right? Because how is como, but in the sense of in which manner, in which way are you going to do something? While as is better for this kind of situation, and with would not make sense in this context. And then he uses this expression, what follows is something. So what follows is, and then he's going to describe what the body of the text is going to be. So by saying what follows is a brief report, basically what he's saying is this message is a brief report. So let's choose option B, as, and move ahead. And then he continues by saying something Philippines. So what's happening here is that he's describing where Cavite is. So what preposition would you use when you're talking about a country? Is it at the Philippines? Is it in the Philippines? Or is it on the Philippines? Well, whenever you're talking about countries, you're going to use in. So I live in Brazil. I study in the United States. I want to work in Great Britain. And also here we have the before Philippines. Notice that in my examples, I live in Brazil. I study in the United States. I work in Germany. But why do we sometimes have the before the name of a country? Well, in this case, it's because it's a plural, the Philippines. It could also be the United States or the United Arab Emirates, which is also a plural. But you don't say in the Brazil or in the Germany. You say in Brazil and in Germany. But anyways, what we're seeing here is the first preposition there, in. So let's choose the correct answer, which is B, in the Philippines. According to international regulations, we have been something our safety standards throughout the past 10 months. So here we talk about an ongoing process. And for this, we are using the present perfect continuous. And the present perfect continuous is built by using have plus been and plus a verb in the ing form. So let's see, here in the blank, we have increase, adding, and increasing. So, knowing that this is the structure that we are using, we already understand that it can't be increase. So, is it adding or increasing? To add is what in Portuguese we would say as somar. So it doesn't really make sense to say that we are adding our safety standards. What can make sense is increasing our safety standards. So we're trying to make the workplace a little bit safer. So the choice is going to be C, increasing. Today's inspection, something that we are up to international code. So what goes in that blank? We have verificated, verification, and verified. Well, verificated does not exist. Verification doesn't really work because we need a verb in this position. So the only possibility that we have is C, verified. But let's take a look at this expression that comes right after. We have up to international code. So when you say that something is up to code, it means that this thing obeys the code. So this follows the regulations. So up to international code means that something is following international regulations. So now let's choose option C, verified, and move ahead. So he continues by explaining that working conditions are quite adequate, adequating, or adequate. Let's see the rest. In all sectors of the manufacturing plant. So he's saying that all of these conditions are okay. Everything is good. Everything is working as it should be. So what word do you use to describe that? So the words adequated and adequating, they don't really exist. They don't really work. It might look like adequated is a correct word in English, but it doesn't exist. The word that we're looking for, which represents adequado in English, is adequate. Be careful with the pronunciation. Adequate. Adequate. So the emphasis is in the first syllable, in a, adequate. All right? The last inspection had uncovered issues, something, the electrical wiring on one of our conveyor belts. So a conveyor belt is like you have a production line, and then there's the belt that keeps moving and taking things along with it. So in a production line, this would be like what in Portuguese you would call a esteira, right? So a conveyor belt is esteira. And Arnel says that the last inspection had detected a few problems with that, right? So what's the word that goes there? Well, you have within, with, or of. Of is not going to work, and neither is within, because within usually talks about limits, about limitations, or borders around something. So within is closer to inside. And what we're talking about is that there were issues with the electrical wiring. So the wiring had a couple of problems, which were detected in the last inspection. So let's choose our correct option, which is B, with. And so he says that there were issues with the conveyor belt, which was something to operate under capacity, lowering our total output. So the output is how much stuff is being produced by a plant, by a factory. And this production line, it was operating under capacity. What that means is that it could be operating at a higher productivity, but there was an issue which was what? Was doing it to operate, was making it to operate, or was causing it to operate? Well, the problem with A is that do does not give this idea of causing a certain situation. In B, we have making it to operate. The problem is in that to. If you didn't have to after the blank, it would be okay. So you could have something like making it operate under capacity, which is perfectly fine. However, in here, you have the context of to right after the blank. So in that case, you're going to need another word, causing it to operate under capacity. So it's a matter of the prepositions that a verb demands. Cause something to do something else. So you need to when you have cause. And that shows us that this is our correct answer, causing it. So these problems were fixed by our something maintenance personnel. What kind of maintenance personnel are we talking about? What is the correct option? At company, in company, or of company? Well, this one might be easy for you because the expression in company, I have seen it being used in Portuguese as well. So in company is something that is a part of the company or something that happens inside a place where a company operates. So you could have an in-company event, or you could also have an in-company solution to a certain problem, which is the case here. So they have in-company personnel that are going to fix those problems. So let's choose option B. And the technical visit confirmed no something issues. So is it no another issues? No, if you had no other issues, then it would be fine. But another is used with a singular word after it. So is it further or is it many? Well, many, no many issues, no many, that doesn't work. What would work is not many issues. So not many would just give the idea that yes, there are some issues, but not many, not a lot of issues, not a lot of problems. But here you don't have not, you have no. So no many, that doesn't work. Instead, what we have is further. So no additional issues, no more issues. So our correct option is option B, further. And then Arnell says that the inspector also verified our something facilities. So what kind of facilities are we talking about? Well, we have storage facilities, storing facilities, or stored facilities. These facilities are going to be used for storing things. But the name, the idea there is not going to be represented by storing facilities. You're going to use the term storage. So storage is where you put things, is where you store things. So in this case, we're not going to use storing or stored. What we're going to use is our correct answer, A, storage. And so this inspector verified the storage facilities and he found no fire hazards or something threats. First of all, what is a hazard? Well, a hazard is something that presents a kind of danger. So a fire hazard is something that could burn and cause an accident. So maybe if you had flammable substances and they were not in a very secure place, that would be a fire hazard. And hazard is very similar to threat. So a threat is basically something bad that can happen. So now you have the word threats in the plural. What are you going to use before that word? Do we say any threats? Do we say each threats or every threats? Well, since threats is in the plural, you can't use every and you can't use each, which leaves us with any. So you're using any threats in this phrase because there's already a no right there at the beginning. So you can't say or no threats. Instead, what you're going to use is any. So let's choose that option and see what comes next. So the inspector found no fire hazards or any threats that needed some kind of attention. So what kind of attention are we talking about here? Well, if there was a fire hazard or a threat, then you would need to solve that problem as soon as possible, right? So when you have to solve a problem as soon as possible, what kind of attention are you giving it? Is it instant attention? Is it right away attention, or is it immediate attention? Instant doesn't really work because instant gives the idea that is something, it would be something just for the moment. You can't use right away in this position either, because right away is not an adjective. Option C is an adjective, and it talks about something that is very time sensitive, something that needs to be solved as soon as possible. So immediate attention. So let's select option C. However, he observed that our layout is not optimized for the something we are storing and moving. So now we're talking about products, about things that are being stored and things that are being moved. So let's see our options here. We have products amount, we have amount of products, and we have lots of products. Well, the first option, products amount, doesn't work. It doesn't exist like that. Amount of products, that seems to work fine. Optimized for the amount of products. So amount has this idea of quantity, quantidade, and it seems to work here in this context. So let's take a look at the last option, lots of products, for the lots of products we are storing and moving. Maybe if you said this, if this was a spoken conversation, the person would understand you. The problem here is that we have a formal text in which you would not use the word lots of, and also this would not be very conventional in a grammatical sense. So let's choose option B, which is our best choice here. And so the inspector, after seeing this, he suggested something, the positioning of our storage pallet racks. A rack is a platform where you put things. A pallet is what we call pallet, right? So it's like a wooden support for putting things on top of them. So these are storage pallet racks. Racks where you put all of these storage pallets. So he suggested that these storage pallet racks be moved, perhaps. Let's see what's in the blank. Reconsidering the positioning, having reconsidered the positioning, or to reconsider. Well, you have the verb suggest. You can use suggest with a verb in the ing form. So he suggested doing something, right? So that means C is out. We wouldn't say he suggested to reconsider. What we could use is suggested having reconsidered or suggested reconsidering. However, B is going to give a completely different meaning. Suggested having reconsidered, that's going to be talking about the past. So in Portuguese, it would be something like sugeriu ter reconsiderado. But he is making a suggestion for the future. So the only option that we have here is going to be A. He suggested reconsidering. So he suggested that it would be a good idea to reconsider this positioning of those storage pallet racks. So let's choose option A. And here we have our last part of the message. A more detailed report with specific things from the technical advisor is attached to this message. So he says that there is a report with more detailed information from a technical advisor. An advisor is somebody who advises, who provides advice. So what goes here into this blank? Well, you have tips, advice, and advise. So an advisor, he gives advice, which means that advice seems like the right answer, because advise is a verb, not a noun, as I have mentioned before. But why not tips? Well, tips would be okay in this position. The problem is, this is a formal document, and tip doesn't quite seem like a very formal word. So that's why here it's going to be better if we use the word advice, which is a more formal, general kind of word. So let's choose it and see the whole text. So now what we have here is a technical report. We have Arnel Diwa sending this message to James Graham, Roberta Klein, and Tariq Shahood. And so he introduces the message by saying that this is going to be a report. What follows is a brief report. So then he says that they are following regulations. He gives a background. Why was there a process, a technical process that he is reporting on? So he says that there was an inspection and the inspection had good results. Compared to the previous inspection, the last inspection, that found some problems in the factory. And he also reports that those problems have already been fixed by the company's personnel. And then he reports that the inspector didn't find any problems at the storage facilities. But the inspector said that the layout could be better. It is not optimized. And then he says that if more information is needed, there is a report, a technical report from the technical advisor. And this specific report is attached to this message. And so this concludes our text and our writing lesson. So if you're having any difficulties following these lessons entirely in English, please let us know. Let us know down there in the comments if there are any specific parts of this lesson that you didn't understand. Then tell me exactly where I should look for the things that are confusing you, and then I can help you understand what I'm saying a little bit better. So, as always, thank you very much for watching, and I'll see you next time. Happy studies!